We're all in this together. Save lives and wear a mask. And listen to 1340 WJOL.
This is Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL, 725. Jeff Tomczak is an attorney here in Joliet, former state's attorney, joins us live in our WJOL studios. Thought we'd spend some time with him here this morning. And Jeff, if you don't mind, we won't have enough time to get through everything we want to get through. You can stick around for another segment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. It's been 15 years, and the only question I have is, how come I aged and you haven't?
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't get that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The lighting is good in here, my friend. We're state's attorney, a long time ago, and we used to talk quite a bit. You have become one of the best defense attorneys here in the area. Whenever there's a big case, two or three names pop up, and you're one of them. You've built your business pretty well here after your former public service days.
Well, thank you for saying that, Scott. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's get into Sergeant Javier Esqueda. Now, let me throw this out there first. I was in the room when the Joliet Police Department invited us down with three other media outlets. We were in the room with the Patch, the Herald, and I think it was the Bugle. We were invited in to watch the Eric Lurie video, okay? And I've made my feelings known on the Eric Lurie video. And we'll get into that a little bit later on here this morning. But Sergeant Javier Esqueda, 51-year-old, let's set the groundwork here, if you would, Jeff, with what he did, and then we'll talk about the charges, and then we'll talk about your defense. But what did he do that led to his arrest on Wednesday?
Well, what he's accused of doing is unlawfully downloading a video, which in his position as a field training officer, in fact, he was in charge of the FTOs. That was his job. And the individual, the young officer involved in this incident, was one of the FTOs that he was responsible for. It was Butch's, and his nickname at the department is Butch. It was Butch's job to look at those videos. So he did what he's supposed to do, looked at it, saw what he thought was improper conduct, saw what he thought was the destruction of evidence, and he's a by-the-book kind of guy. I mean, he's got a reputation as a by-the-book guy. Not a player, not a political guy in any way, more of a volunteer than anything else, and he saw what he thought was misconduct. He believed it was being hidden, backwashed, and he did what he thought he had to do to protect the public, to make sure the public was aware of what he thought was being swept under the rug in proper activities.
Why did he release it to a network, in a local CBS2 in Chicago? Why did he go that route? Why didn't he take it to his supervisors? Why didn't he take it to the state's attorney? Why not use another avenue to deliver this other than the media?
Well, a couple reasons. First, Scott, as you might not know, at the time that you and Chief Roachner, and I call it a play because that's what it was, he showed local pastors and local members of the media the video.
The day before,
he hadn't even shown the family the video at that point in time. So what would be the purpose of showing media folks, no disrespect, or the pastors without showing it to the family? Very simply, it was choreographed. They had a guy explaining, understand one of the commanders was explaining why everything was correct. Mm-hmm. That's not right. The family should have saw that video first. The family, I mean, why would you expose media people to something like that before you showed the family? That was a play. He expected you guys to go out there and say, hey, okay, we saw it. There's nothing to see here. Go ahead, go about your business. And no, that's not the way this thing should have went down. It's not the way it was going to go down. And the other thing that's very important, and no one knows this, and the facts will show that Sergeant Esqueda showed that video to Dave Savini on Channel 2 only after the chief of police had showed it to people in the media like you. So who was the first one to leak this video, quote-unquote leak it? Chief Al Roachner. And that's what the facts will show. The timing will be definite. It will be chief shows the video to members of the public first. After that, it was published on Channel 2.
Is there any timeline that you have when everything went down? The Lurie situation happened in January.
I believe so.
It happened in January. And this video was released in July, or was it? It was in July, right?
I think it was right around then. You were one of the first guys to see it.
July 2nd or July 3rd or something like that, because it made me late getting off on my vacation, watching it for 2 hours. So the timing of it all was such. What was going on in the 6 months between the end of January? Well, we saw a timeline because the chief gave us the timeline of everything. It was corroborated by Will County Major Crimes and by the state attorney's office as well. So we think the timeline is good. So why the six-month gap with Sergeant Escueto? And I'm just asking you this question. I'm not blaming him for anything.
Well, I think the gap is the gap. It's 6 months passes after something so tragic, terrible. I mean, this guy died on Joliet property. It had to have been the delay. I can't get into anybody's head, but it's, if it's taking that long, you know, why is no one addressing what happened to this poor guy? And at a certain point in time, maybe it's a boiling point.
Has Javier told you when he knew the video existed in the first place?
I wouldn't be able to talk about you know what he said to me, obviously,
okay,
Scott.
Good.
But you know,
please sit tight because I want to talk.
Sure,
we got much more to discuss here. We're with Jeff Tomczak, former Will County State's Attorney, of course, now a defense lawyer. We're going to talk about the video. We're going to talk about whistleblower too, because I'm guessing that's going to be the defense, correct?
There's quite a few defenses of this matter.
Okay, we'll talk about what the whistleblower is. We hear it with the national networks, but it's going to rear its head here in our area as well. Jeff Tomczak will continue on with us in about 6 minutes right here on Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL. The WJ